If you've got children at home, there's a good chance that you're seeing a lot more of them these days. The novelty of extra time off from school has worn off, and many of us are left with a daily mishmash of video calls with teachers or friends, homemade lesson plans, and a touch of cabin fever, all while trying to work from home. For some tips on helping your family navigate a stressful, uncertain time, we turn to Dr. Jenny Radesky. She's a developmental behavioral pediatrician and a professor at the University of Michigan. She spoke with Michigan Radio's Doug Tribou.
Jenny, good morning.
Good morning.
Even the best online learning plans can't replace that rhythm of school. How should parents try to prioritize all of that to fill the void?
This is really hard. You know, there is no how-to guide for this. And so I want parents to be really easy on themselves and be gentle on their kids too, knowing that we're all trying to be resourceful and figure this out together. Don't think you need to totally recreate your child's school experience. Build a routine, build a sense of safety and predictability through what's going to be a pretty stressful time for lots of us.
For parents with more than one child, which is the case at my house, all of a sudden their home has this sort of one-room schoolhouse effect. If you've got kids in different grades, you've got multiple needs and schedules, which also can require more screens or phones. How should families try to manage that? It puts a lot back onto the parent or parents who are at home.
I know there's so much logistical planning that all of us are suddenly doing, figuring out which platform. Is it Zoom or Google Hangouts? My number one recommendation is getting your kids into a mindset of, you know, life is stressful right now. We're dealing with big changes. How are we all going to be helpers? We're helping around the house because we're stuck here and we're stuck with each other. We're helpers when it comes to really, you know, helping someone else who might be having really big feelings about what's going on. They're frustrated. They can't see their friends. Having this mindset of we're going to work on this together.
COVID-19 news coverage isn't just like a story with a warning that you can turn off for a few minutes so your kids don't have to hear it. There's a daily flow of information, and that can be stressful for adults and kids. At my house, my wife and I have tried to make dinner time a time where we don't talk about coronavirus at all. Does that sort of thing help?
Absolutely. One thing I'm recommending to families is that they really think about what matters to your family. When all of this noise and stress settles down, what are the things that you can really tap into that give you a sense of meaning? A lot of meaning comes from just working with our bodies. Are we dancing? Are we using our hands to make things? Are we cooking? Can we touch and snuggle each other a little bit in our own homes so, you know, we have some time to watch a movie together or read together? And then finally, nature is just a huge calming effect. These are really important life skills about resilience that we can take advantage of this moment to teach children.
There's another layer of complexity for kids that might normally go to in-person therapy sessions but can't right now, or students on individualized education plans at school, or kids with serious health concerns. What advice do you have for parents of children with special needs?
Yeah, I'm hearing this a lot from my own patients and their parents. So I'd recommend parents be in touch virtually. You can maybe let the therapist observe your child's behavior through the video call and give you some tips on how they would have handled it in the school setting. You can also get an idea of what sort of words do they use, what sort of activities might they have done to work on certain fine motor skills or speech and language skills, and also get an idea of what motivates the child.
I'm still coming into the studio every day, but my wife already worked from home remotely, and she's now doing that with two kids in the house. Sometimes does the iPad just have to win out?
Yeah, this feels like an impossible task for parents. So I recommend having some sort of activities that your child can do independently. Now, if they're a reader, reading chapter books is a great way to do this, that they can really get their nose in a book for a solid hour. If they aren't a reader yet, but you can get some audiobooks, that's another way to keep them intellectually engaged, but not necessarily, you know, just playing games on an iPad. Look at some of the resources that have been put together by groups such as PBS Kids right now. And this is actually a really good challenge for parents to be finding really positive technology content that's going to help them in the stressful place they are in their lives, rather than just create a battle when they have to take that tablet away.
Dr. Jenny Radesky is a developmental behavioral pediatrician at the University of Michigan. She spoke with Michigan Radio's Doug